from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Wherever and whenever you're listening, it's probably beer o'clock, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you right here on the podcast starting right now. Welcome back into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is going to be the first week that we try our beer of the week later.
Yes.
So that we can taste the difference later.
Yeah.
Eight days later.
If there is a difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're assuming we'll see slight changes, right?
You know, I'm leaving it pretty open for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never really done this before, so I'm just kind of in my head, like, really kind of listen to your taste buds and be like, what are you tasting that's different? So that's going to be in our beer of the week. Like we had teased, that is our beer of the week for the next 4 weeks. So we are drinking beer.
Which one should I open first?
Oh. The one in your hand.
Okay.
Because we've had it before. We're going to be drinking beer, but the actual beer of the week will be our beer of the week through Barrelick Brewing. And we'll be trying to kind of figure out and taste it along with you guys every 7 days or so to see how it changes, if it changes. You can find this podcast, most places you can find podcasts, on radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, 1080thefan.com, Omni, Stitcher, social media pages. We are at Instagram.com/beersonus. I am at Mike Lynch 27 on Twitter. Patrick is at PDiddy085 on Instagram. That's where you can interact with us. And if you want to try the beer that we collabed with Barrelick, you can get it at either Barrelick location, Northeast Halsey, Southeast 11th, or you can go online to their website and do home delivery, and they will bring the beer to you, and you won't have to move your lazy ass off the couch.
Nick will literally walk to your door with it.
Yes. Not always Nick.
Yeah.
Sometimes Nick.
But maybe you'll get Nick.
Maybe you'll get Nick. And he will literally give you the beer. I had a friend send me a snap that they had the home delivery. And I was like, awesome. I didn't know you liked beer. And they were like, well, it's for my family. But you know, they were happy. Like, I was like, oh, cool. So far, everybody who's tried the beer has said it's very good, which is very nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we liked it when we first had it. But having all the listeners support Barrelick and go and buy the beer, and in turn support the podcast, is badass.
Yeah,
and
it's super cool.
Yeah, I'm very thankful to all you guys.
Yeah. I kind of got caught there. I didn't know you were going to stop. Yeah, you nailed
it. I thought you wanted to jump in, and I was like, yeah, I've been talking for a while. Like,
I was ready to jump in, and then you stopped, and I went, why did he stop? Anyway, yeah.
Because we're having a conversation.
Yeah, the response has been fantastic. You know, I've even internally given some to some of the Breakside crew, and you know, and the reaction has been very positive. I need to stop doing what I've been doing, and I've been drinking the beer almost every day. But I will stop after this week to make
sure
for podcast reasons. It's really tough because it's really good.
It is.
And we even got some great response from the station here at 1080 Intercom. Everybody around here, we kind of passed them around, and everybody's been very supportive and has really enjoyed it. Even some of our hosts, our on-air talent who aren't IPA drinkers, thought the beer was fantastic. Whether they're lying to me, I don't care. Everybody seems to have had a really good time. And yeah, so thanks. So let's keep it up.
Yeah.
Let's sell that bad boy out.
I've had a lot more willpower than Patrick has.
There's just like 10 of them in my fridge.
I know.
My case, and there's like 10 of them in my fridge.
I know.
Oh, I'm going to have one of those.
I have not had one out of the can since the first day. I just had it on tap. that one day, mm-hmm. this Saturday, and that was the only time I've had it since that first Wednesday. So for me, when we do our beer of the week today, it's going to be basically a true 8 days.
Awesome. Good
and
for
I'm,
you.
I'm very excited about
that. I will
that.
Do that from here on out. I promise.
I mean, yeah, and then, you know.
I'll tell you what. I'll drink some. I'll drink some tonight.
Ah, so it's the same day.
So it's the same day. And then
very
I won't,
smart.
And then I won't touch it for a while.
Very smart. Yeah, because I got some in the fridge, too, which I'll probably have to do the similar strategy. Yeah. All right. So before we get into our episode today, which will be 2020 Freshies number one. Woo! We got two fresh hop beers in front of us today. Let's do a quick week in beer. Mine was nothing too crazy special. I did go to Berwick, like I said, on Saturday. I ran into a couple listeners to the podcast there. They said hi. That was Andy and Paul, so great to meet. Well, I had met Paul before, but great to meet slash see you guys, and thank you guys for going out and getting the beer. I had Beer of the Week on tap. I had Punk Rock Time on tap, and I had Eastside Fresh Hop Pilsner out of the can because they had run out of it in the keg.
Oh, really?
So
that was
just,
quick.
They just poured it for me. Yeah. All three were fantastic, of course. Punk Rock Time on tap, I haven't had in a long time. It was really good.
It tastes great on draft. It's really great draft beer.
And then in terms of what I bought this weekend, I bought myself a Sticky Hands. I bought myself a Claim 52 IPA, which I cannot remember the name of. It was, of course, it was a hazy. It was not labeled a hazy. It's some sort of like a community outreach charity IPA that I cannot find online at all. But it was good for a hazy, you know. Cool. I mean, it's not like it was not one of their like super juicy ones. It was just had a haze to it. I got a Pelican Black and Beautiful, and I had a Bobtoberfest from Heater Allen. The Pelican Black and Beautiful was my favorite Black and Beautiful I've had so far.
Black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful. Sorry, I've been probably calling it wrong the entire time.
Nope, that's the first time I've ever heard you say Black and Beautiful.
Okay, I mean it's kind of the same thing, right?
Black, I think we want the message to be
black is beautiful
direct.
Or I'm black and beautiful. Okay. Black is beautiful. Apologies. That's my favorite one of that series so far.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
It's been a solid series and I've been really going out of my way to find every single one that I can, from a different brewery and out of the can Imperial Stouts are hit or miss. Like we talked about, but this one was in a bottle, was in a 22 and it just tasted better. It was one of the best ones I had had. So bravo to Pelican. And I was slightly disappointed by the Bobtoberfest,
which
was
weird
because last year I loved it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to snag one of those when I get the chance.
For whatever reason, it just didn't hit right for me. It wasn't like a bad beer. I just kind of had it and I just wasn't blown away.
Gotcha.
And last year when I had it, I was blown away. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the difference was. Maybe it was me. Maybe it was the day, mindset. But that was my week in beer.
Gotcha.
Nothing crazy.
Let's see. Some stuff that I drank. I mean, I've been drinking a lot of fresh hop beer. You know, at Breakside, we've released our first can of fresh hop beer, which might almost be gone.
Mm.
So keep your eyes, at least pub-wise. There might be some in the wild.
This is my first fresh hop I'm having right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess minus the Eastside Pilsner.
Yeah. So I kind of did that. I was also at Berwick the other day with my partner. Her and I went there. What did I drink? I think I drank...
I'm assuming you had our beer on tap.
No, I didn't. She did.
Oh.
Yeah. There was something else on draft that I wanted to drink. I don't remember, but I was there because I love the super secret beer club there. And what else? Let's see. I had a Fieldwork IPA that I didn't quite love. It was really dank and resinous, and maybe I was in the wrong frame of mind to drink it, but I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
What is Fieldwork?
Fieldwork is a brewery in California.
Okay.
And mostly a lot of West Coast IPAs. What else did I have? I had a couple pints of fresh Bodhisattva on draft at Cerveza a few days ago. That tasted great.
Mm.
Yeah, we were really...
We've talked a lot about Georgetown recently.
Yeah, and I was really excited to taste fresh Bodhi and it be pleasant because I've had a little kind of inconsistencies with that and Johnny Utah over the COVID life. So that was really nice. I also had... what is it? I think it's Spica or Spica, the dry hopped Pilsner from Ecliptic.
Mm.
It's like their house Pilsner.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It was great. I massively enjoyed it.
Oh, I just remembered the last beer I had. You saying that?
Mm.
The last beer I had was Mr. Postman from Wolves and People.
Oh, okay.
It's a pale ale, I think. And it's made with spelt.
Okay, yeah.
And you said Spica, so that was, it
oh,
was
gotcha.
Like SP. That was my favorite beer of the week, actually.
Oh, awesome.
It was really good. I just totally forgot. It was a very simple-looking can that was kind of cool. That was really good. So bravo to Wolves and People. Sorry nice. For interrupting, but I just I remembered. That was my last beer that I had this
week. And that's pretty much. I was out at Grains of Wrath yesterday meeting with my old friend Owen, and Badger was there too, some old friends of mine in the biz, and drank through a lot of their GABF submissions.
Just drank through it all? Like you just emptied it out?
Their Ticklish Warrior Session IPA that they entered.
Nobody else can have this but me and GABF.
Yeah, also Owen created a nice like Southern Hemisphere Pale Ale called Giggle Horse, which I really enjoyed as well. And of course, their Vienna Lager was tasting fantastic.
And we had Built for Speed yesterday.
Yep. And then I grabbed some cans of Built for Speed and cans of Dystopia, also their competition batch. And I liked the Dystopia more. I thought it was really good. I think I have an extra can. I'll hold on to one for you.
Okay. You don't have to if you don't want to. I've had the beer before. But
I drank Built for Speed yesterday, and I was even kind of talking with Owen a little bit. It's got a little extra... little extra oomph, you know, it's got a little extra hot punch to it. So that was kind of nice and fun.
Let us know your week in beer by DMing us on Instagram.com/beersonus. All right. We got 2020 freshies. Number one, we have two fresh hop beers in front of us. This is my second fresh hop beer of the season. And this is the one we have every year.
I believe this is how we always start freshies, is with a fresh hop Elliot from Ex Novo.
Old reliable. I remember the very first fresh hop episode where I damn near pissed myself because this beer was so mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
I've since become more used to super dank flavors and beers. But yeah, I love this beer.
Yeah, it's about two weeks old.
2 years?
It's about 2 weeks old. It was canned on the 21st. I bought some and had some on draft the day they released it. Because I wanted to try it, and I just, because of last week's episode, and I haven't even had the chance. Oh man, I have an extra one in the fridge for you to like go home and enjoy.
I've also forgotten to bring you the Double Mountain beer that I have for you about 2 months straight.
this is usually one of the first ones. It is with Centennial Hops from Goshi Farms.
Yeah, Goshi Farms. I'm seeing a lot of promotion for Goshi Farms this year.
They made big strides over the last 2 years of being kind of a pretty solid player in the Oregon scene. I don't know how far their hops stretch outside of Oregon. That's kind of way out of my knowledge range.
This year was the first time I've seen their name promoted at all.
I mean, I know them because we buy hops from them. But yeah, this year seems to be a pretty strong showing from them. Like, I know the guys at Grains got some Strata from them.
As did Barelick.
We got Strata from them, too, I believe. Yeah, so...
And
yeah.
This is Centennial.
This is Centennial.
From Goshi.
Usually one of the first hops harvested, at least IPA-wise.
Goshi spelled G-O-S-C-H-I-E.
That's right? It.
And so if you're seeing that out and about on social media, then... that's what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Where is it exactly?
It's in the Willamette Valley. I'm not sure exactly where it is. Down there in like wine country where Crosby and Goshi just have Sodbuster, just all have giant hop fields. Oh, you grow grapes here really well?
What else can grow really well?
So that's the plethora of Oregon hops is in that area.
Interestingly enough, I think this is the third Elliott fresh hop we've had on this podcast.
I think so too. I was about to say the same.
This is the least dank of the three that we've had thus far.
We've had some in the past that I think kind of leaned a little vegetative.
Yeah, which I actually kind of enjoy.
Yeah, and I don't really enjoy. I find this a lot more kind of balanced.
It's much easier drinking.
Yeah, it's not as like pungent, but still has some really great, you know, grassy character to it. I get a lot of kind of like, I've always gotten this from this beer, and I hope it's not placebo right now, but I always get a lot of kind of like watermelon. Out of this hop and this beer. And that's kind of what I'm feeling. I really enjoy it. And it's, you know, today is the third, and this was canned on the 21st. So it's a little longer in the tooth than you necessarily want fresh hops, but still tasting really good.
Yeah, you get a lot of the grassiness right in the middle of the palate. You initially get a good hop burst in the beginning of the sip.
Mm-hmm.
Then mid palate is where the kind of fresh hop grassiness kind of really shines. And you're right. I don't know if it's watermelon. It's something on the back end of the sip that's leaving a nice little fruity taste lingering. Maybe it's watermelon. I'm really bad at deciphering the fruit flavors in beers. I'm getting better, but...
I know the term tropical is so brutal to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I hate whenever I have to use the term tropical because that's just such a plethora of different flavors. Like, a mango is different than a pineapple, but they're both tropical.
And they're different from a guava.
Yeah,
and,
you know what I mean? And so tropical's always been tough for me, but sometimes, it is hard to pinpoint if it is guava, if it is a mango and that's and tropical can be there.
I'm just trying.
And then is there a big difference between tropical and fruity?
Yeah, I think
so. Is citrus tropical?
No.
You know, I think, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's but just I think, a myriad of layers.
I think it's a way to try to put someone's mind in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you say tropical, and then you're looking for, like, beachy fruit flavors.
Mm-hmm.
If you say citrus, you're thinking about, like, your morning drink, yeah. right? Grapefruit juice, orange juice, something like that. You're thinking about, excuse me, like, lemon zest. It's like, it changes where your mind goes when you're looking for the sip. So I don't mind it just because then I kind of know what I'm looking for, because I struggle so much to figure out, like, this is fruity, but what is it?
Right.
I've only done it once where I was like, that's pineapple.
Yeah.
I was like, this is pineapple. Yeah. And I know what pineapple tastes like.
Yeah. We're about to release BioTransformers at Slabtown, and that beer has always just been pineapple to me. I don't know if the brewers and Ben and the rest of the crew agree with me, but to me, I'm just like, that's what that tastes like. That's what that tastes like.
And you cannot tell me otherwise. It's pineapple. But you also hate pineapple.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So I'm a little sensitive to it.
Yeah, maybe that's why you can taste it so well. Because you're like, ew.
This beer's gross.
Don't sell it. Pineapple's terrible.
We used to make this. We probably still will make it again, called Pineapple Under the Tea. It's like black tea with pineapple, and it's a kettle sour. And people love it.
It's really cool.
That sounds
not up my alley.
It's a really cool, great beer. And then I'm like, well, I gotta taste it. And every time I taste, I'm just like, ugh, I can't do this.
I'm not a big tea guy either. So.
Well, I'm a big tea guy, and the tea on the back end really kind of like rounds out the big fruit bomb, and the little bit of the tartness gives a little earthy quality to it. So it's a really cool beer. Mm. And every time I'm like, I'm gonna like it this time. I like pineapple. I'll do it. And then I taste it, I'm like, I hate pineapple.
I do that. This is not with beer, but in my everyday life, I do that with olives.
Yeah.
I hate olives.
All olives. Kalamata, all of them. Black, green.
I do not care what olive it is. Right. I hate them. But I will try them multiple times a year because I know that people love olives. And olives are on things that I like. So I will eat it. And then I will go, nope.
When I was a kid, me and my sister...
Even the ones that are stuffed with blue cheese. I love blue cheese. It doesn't make it any better.
When I was a kid and it would be like a pizza night, or we'd go out for pizza, my sister and I would share a small pizza and we each got to choose a topping. I always chose sausage. She always chose black olives.
Terrible choice.
So I have been eating black olives. I'm not the biggest like Kalamata olive guy or green olives that much. I would do green olives... Like with blue cheese wrapped in prosciutto or whatever you want to do.
Are the Kalamata olives, those are the purpley ones?
Those are the purple ones, yeah. The most dominating flavor in the history of flavors, a Kalamata olive. I don't love those, but black olives, I'm fine with. I'm fine with black olives.
Yeah, but I try. I keep trying. That's good. The important part. I know at some point, you know, tastes change and some things are acquired tastes. And
there are beers like that, man, dude. Like, I try with quads and I'm just like, nope. I just can't do this.
Well, it's that really intense, fruity kind of over the top flavor that brings in like the malt.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word I'm thinking of? I was gonna say tobacco. That's the wrong word. Oh God, I'll think of it when I'm not thinking about it. But those really heavy beers that I've started to kind of like them a little bit because they tend to be like stouts. Oh, toffee, not tobacco. Mm. They have like really big toffee flavor. Like quads and other types of beer like that. I've started to kind of like it, but I understand why you hate it. Yeah. I understand.
It's just not me, baby.
And I'm going to keep trying with olives because I know people swear by them, but maybe it's the vinegar. I don't know. I just don't like vinegar at all.
No, I love vinegar.
And that's probably part of the problem, considering that's a very heavy flavor on that.
I love vinegar.
We also just crushed that beer. That was a very easy drinking fresh hop beer.
Yep, and I mean, I think it's just...
super sippable.
I think we're starting to see, like, there was a long time in fresh hop, and I wonder if we said this last year, but there was a long time in fresh hop where everything was just kind of over the moon in fresh hops, in the sense of it was just like, how hoppy can we make... It's almost like the hop wars of the... the late 2000s, early 2010s, where it was just how hoppy and how berry can we get? And now everybody's kind of slowing down a little bit, kind of enjoying the hop character, but also making the pint a little more crushable.
So our second and final freshie of our first freshie episode is Breakside. What is the name? It's just Fresh Hop?
We're releasing, I think, four cans of Fresh Hop this year.
Okay.
You know, us, we're in the can game now.
Where's your 10 oligarchs? Come on.
And so we're in the can game now. So I think, you know, I think we're doing 8 fresh hops company-wide, but we're canning 4 of them. This is the first one. This is Fresh Hop Tall Guy.
Interesting.
Using the same strata we used for Fresh Hop Wander Jack, which was incredible and is probably gone either today or tomorrow. It was moving really fast, which reminds me, I forgot to say this in the beer of the week. I ran into RJ at Bearlick. Hi, RJ. I love you. And I also ran into Victor and Sarah, who are big listeners of the podcast. Victor interacts with us a lot at Slabtown, and they were just having some beers and had a very pleasant time with you. So thanks for coming by. I didn't want to forget to give that shout out.
Yes. Especially after I gave my shout out. I was like, oh.
I know. You gave the shout out, and I was like, oh, remember to say hi to Victor and Sarah. And then I talked about my beer of the week, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. Got nothing else to say.
I forgot you already. Yeah, yeah. So how does that make you feel? Yeah.
So thanks, Victor and Sarah. I had a very fun time with you guys, despite having to work at the same time.
So this gives me watermelon.
Ah.
This is the watermelon punch, and I know the flavor. This is like, hi, I am a watermelon. Bye. This gives me way more of a vegetal on the nose than the Elliott does, but it's not at all that way in the sip, except the very back end. There's like a little bit of like a burst of kind of the vegetal grassy kind of flavor, but I get a lot of watermelon right in the middle.
See, I think what's interesting in comparing these, you know, not comparing these, but going back to back on them, I was chatting with Owen about this Fresh Hop Tall Guy, Fresh Guy, as we like to call it. And he was just like, it was just so big. And I don't see it that way. I think he's got a great palate, and I trust his palate. For me, this drinks so much more like an IPA than like the Elliott does. As like a I think this is closer to just an IPA than a fresh hop IPA than the Elliott is.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think there's really great fresh strata character to it, but I think,
I mean, that flavor, that fruity flavor from it is just popping immediately.
Yeah, but I think that's a testament to the strata hop. Strata just plays so well with everybody else. It's like the cool kid at the table that's actually really nice to everybody, but not just arrogant and mean, you know, which is kind of why I picked strata for the beer of the week, was just because I love how it plays. And I think this fresh strata is playing really well. Tall Guy is majority is citra hopped. You know, it was a single hop citra beer for years, and then some strata kind of came into play. So for me, I mean, I don't have any say in this, but I think it was a smart move for Ben and the crew to use strata in this beer.
I even smell watermelon on this.
Cool.
I'm like really proud of myself because it's a really distinctive flavor, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I smell it. I taste it. It is watermelon. Do you not get the watermelon? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I do, but it I don't know, the beer tastes so different than the Elliott.
Yes.
That I'm having trouble, like...
That doesn't mean you can't taste the
watermelon. No, I know. I'm having trouble discerning how I can taste the same thing, but differently.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Because I taste that in the Elliott, for sure. I don't know if I get watermelon in this.
Well, we have different palates.
Yeah. Maybe I get a little peachy out of it.
Okay. Yeah, so this is the reason I know this is watermelon to me. Is last week I tried one of these. It's like an electrolyte pack that you put in water. Like if you worked out really hard, it just like helps recover faster. It's just like a little powder you put in your water, and it was watermelon flavor. And it was like Starburst watermelon. Like it was like, wow, this is watermelon.
Yeah.
And when I took that sip, I was instantly reminded of that water taste. And I was like, yeah, it's watermelon.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's what it is.
And so there's a bunch of other fresh hops out there that I'm going to try to, you know, a sneak peek for next week.
Well, 2 weeks.
For next week?
Oh, next little, week, we're
little,
not...
Yep, little sneak peek for next year. Oh. Taylor, who's a great listener and a great contributor behind the scenes to this podcast and interacts with us frequently, dropped off 3 bottles of different Chicha beers.
Woo!
So we'll dive into those next week, which I'm really excited about because they're like, I think it's like a passion fruit pale and an amber lager. And it's not like we're getting an IPA and a Pilsner and a Stout. They're right. Like all 3 of them. I was like, what the hell is this? So I'm really excited to dive into that. But that'll give me 2 weeks to kind of compile some other fresh hop stuff. I know.
I'll grab some stuff if I see it as well.
Cool. And let's communicate. Oh, no, we can double up. I don't care. like I know Zweigelhaus dropped their October Fresh again this year, which we just absolutely loved last year.
They have another fresh hop that I saw as well. I think it was their Zweigel Pils.
Oh,
okay. Fresh hopped as
well. That could be really fun as well, because yeah. I've always enjoyed their Czech Pils. So hopefully in 2 weeks, you know, we'll have a variety.
I saw Crux's Near Pert out as well, fresh hop. I liked that one a lot last year.
Cool.
So yeah, we'll have a variety for our second episode of this. I'm just excited to do the Chicha beers, because we were like, somebody get Chicha on the phone.
Yeah.
And we got Chicha on the phone.
And then Taylor just hit us up and was like, hey, I dropped off some beers for you at Slav Town. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks, bud. And I was like looking around, and I found them in the walk-in cooler, and they were in a box. And I grabbed the box and I was like, oh, cool. I wonder what's in here. Brought it out to the bar. This is after we closed. I set it down and then I looked on the box and it had a faint stamp that said Chicha. And I went, I got really excited. And then I opened up and I'm looking at these beers. I'm like, what the hell is going on? This is going to be super fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So thanks to you, bud. We're going to do those next week. And I'm over the moon about it.
Passion fruit pale.
I think that's what it is. I remember it being a fruited beer that wasn't like a sour or a wheat ale.
So they say when we've had their other beers, they say that they make beer that goes well with their food, which is Mexican food.
Right, which I think we should maybe eat some Mexican food before we do it, or while we do it.
Ooh. Well, eating while we do it.
Yeah, that's true. We've done that before in the past, and it's not great. It's not great radio.
I mean, it was fun to do the burger brawl, the brewer's burger brawl, but we're taking bites and having to describe flavors, but we're taking bites and there's weird dead air because we're eating and it's silly.
Maybe we can eat tacos before.
Mm. There's also a really good burrito truck down the street from here.
Oh, really?
Go grab a burrito.
Why are you holding out on me?
What?
I didn't know that.
That's right down the street.
Dude, I eat burritos and tacos for life now.
Like, it's actually really good, yeah.
That's my life force right now, is just tacos.
I think it's...
I'm living that Sean Burke life. I keep mentioning this.
I think it's just called the Burrito Bar.
Oh, okay.
And it's just down by where all the little trucks are down here on the South Waterfront.
Okay,
over
cool.
by, like, Rip City Grill and all that stuff.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We'll get after
go,
it.
Go get a burrito and then...
Is it Mexicans making Mexican food?
Yeah, it's one guy.
It's a high standard for me.
It's one guy.
Okay, all right. I'm in.
I mean, I don't know if he's Mexican, but he might be.
Okay, cool.
I like it. It's good.
Okay, great.
And they give you interesting options. You can pick four different flavor options, and like one of them's spicy, one of them's crunchy, one of them's this or that. It's good.
I'm in.
Good.
I work with some guys from like the Yucatan and Honduras and Guatemala and Mexico as well. I mean, Yucatan's in Mexico, but you know what I mean. And these guys will just be like, here, eat this. I'm like, okay. And I eat it. And they're like, it's spicy. And I'm like, cool. And I eat it, and it's great.
I love spicy. Spicy is the best.
I just like Central American food. That's what I've decided. Good. I'm just all into it.
Good.
Central American and Southeast Asian. Gimme, 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 gimme.
Mm.
I had pho today.
You live in a good city for that.
I had pho today for lunch.
Mm.
It's the first pho I've had since COVID.
I'm not a huge pho guy.
It's my life.
But that's just because I'm not a big like soup guy. So,
do
like,
you like ramen?
Not really.
See, I would think you would love ramen because it's a lot more rich.
I like
pho because it's a lot less rich.
I will say I like both. When I say not really, it's just not like something I would choose
your,
all the
your
time.
Crave.
But
my last meal might be pho.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
From pho King Good. That's a real restaurant.
No, I know it is. I really love there's this little place in Vancouver, kind of out by the mall, out by the Target on 4th Plain called Saigon. I like their pho a lot.
Mm.
And Luke Lock downtown.
I've always heard about that place, but I've never been.
I don't go out east enough. So everyone says, you know, Pho Oregon out on 82nd is constantly raved as the best pho joint in town. But I'm never in East Portland. I live in North Portland, and sometimes, like, I get as far south as Bear Lake and as far east as, like, Culmination and as far west as St. John's, but
right.
Or northwest. So it's like I live kind of in a bubble.
Yeah.
Then I got my North Portland life.
You get about as far south as here. This is about as far south as
you go. Yeah, this is about as far south. I mean, sometimes I go to Milwaukee, but that's more work-related.
Right, yeah. One place I have to go that has been on my list now that everyone's talking about it is PDX Sliders.
Oh.
Apparently, they're incredible.
I think you would love that place.
And the best burgers in the city. And burgers are my favorite food, number one. And I've never been. So at some point, I have to go there. That'll be my goal is to go try that.
Yep.
Your goal can go to 82nd and try the pho place.
I just want food.
Food's great.
I just love food.
Or as my Twitter profile said, food is good.
And I don't even need to pick it. I just want you to make something and give it to me. That's the best way to eat food.
The laziest way to eat food.
No, it's the best way to eat food.
Well, I mean, yes.
What are you having? I don't know. What's good? This is good. Cool. I'll have it.
don't they hate when people do that?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't do that to a server. But if you like had the opportunity where you can like chef's dinner, chef's plate, whatever you want to call
chef's
it.
Chef's menu?
Yeah, chef's menu. That's life. It's like you sit down, you know, there's six of us sitting down and they bring out four courses and you don't even know what they're bringing you. They're just bringing you stuff.
And they're
like,
all good.
That's life. That's what I mean. I'm not lazy like, you know, like, what do you like? Should I get nachos or should I get the quinoa bowl? And it's like, what did you just ask me? Like, one is greasy pub food and the other is like a vegan alternative.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from me, man?
I feel like you've fielded that question before.
Should I have a salted caramel stout or a Breakside IPA? I'm like, I don't know. Do you want an IPA or a stout? And they're like, I'm feeling like an IPA. I'm like, why are you asking me this question?
All right. Let's take a little quick break. And we will get into our first experiment with Barrelix Beer of the Week. This is Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Beer of the Week time, literally, here on Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. As we begin our journey of seeing how this beer changes, if it changes, every week for the next couple of weeks. So we had this on
Wednesday,
which was day one. It was first available to you guys starting Thursday, or at least late Wednesday night. We had it a little early Wednesday afternoon. So this will be 8 days since we got this beer. So we had it on day one. I had it on tap on day like four.
Mm-hmm.
You had it day five. And six and seven and three and two.
I mean, I haven't had this beer in a couple days. I purposefully last night I was doing my Wednesday night routine and I tend to drink a decent amount of beers on Wednesday night. Not a decent amount, but maybe three or four. And that's
it's your
kinda,
day off. Yeah,
it's one of my days off, and that's kind of my time to sample other people's stuff. I had a smog.
That's what I do on Sunday.
I had a Smog City IPA last night that I did not enjoy.
Mm.
Anyway, so I tend to like kind of session some beers and really kind of get after some stuff. And I notably told myself, don't drink one of your beers. I worked on Tuesday, so I didn't have one then. I think the last time I had one was either Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
So I've had a few days.
Yeah. So.
But yes, I should stop drinking this beer for the purpose of this podcast.
So.
It's just so good.
It is great. What we want you guys to do with us, if it's something you'd like to do with us, is to have a beer as you're listening to the podcast. It's not going to be exactly the same day that we have it, but, you know, within the kind of couple of days, you know, depending on when you purchased it, etc. But this is day eight for us. So if you want to try and time it to day eight, let's say you bought it 4 or 5 days ago, just wait to listen to this part 3 days from now and you can try to time it. Otherwise, you can have your own journey about how the beer changes, if it changes over the course of your own month. Ahead, we're going to do this four times. This is, I called last week week zero, like college football week zero, because
tonight's,
we have
today's night zero at the Gorge.
I don't know what that means.
Night zero is the night we all show up for the weekend for Dave at the Gorge.
It's just a giant party
because the first show's on Friday.
I forgot that you bought every single Dave ticket humanly possible this year and you can't use any of them.
Yeah. Should be at the Gorge right now, night zero.
That's disappointing.
Ah,
I'm sorry.
God, night zero is my favorite, too. It's like one of my all-time favorite things in the world is night zero at the Gorge. Everybody shows up. We set up our tents, or you get your RV situation, whatever your camp situation is. And then there is literally nothing to do up there. So you just party.
Yeah.
You just get hammed, and it's awesome.
You get close to people. You share drinks.
Yeah.
You can touch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and when you
all things you're allowed to do when COVID's not a thing.
Oh, and when you leave the amphitheater to go back to the campsite, it's about a mile and a half walk. It's cattle call. Like you are shoulder to shoulder with people,
screaming, singing.
It's funny to think
drunk.
About. It's funny to think about how I've done that. I've done that a million times. I feel like, and now I'm like, I don't want to do that at all.
Don't get close to me.
Like, there's all these people here. This is bad.
Yeah, give me 6 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet.
I know. I was even thinking, like, what if next year if they have shows, like, do I wear a mask?
Mm.
You know, they in theory, somebody told me they were like, if you have to wear a mask, they wouldn't have shows.
Right.
But do you still just kind of?
No.
Take the precaution? I don't know. That's a can of worms.
Yeah, I think for me, just in an initial thought with that is, if we have a vaccine, And let's not pretend that a October vaccine is going to be real and working. Let's not pretend that, guys, okay?
Yes.
Don't buy into the hype from whatever the CDC is promoting. When we have a vaccine, I kind of just feel like you're good.
Yeah.
Like, I hate wearing the mask. I wear it because we have to, but it's a pain in the ass.
You wear it all day, every day, and your mind will change because I've just gotten used to it. It's phone, keys, wallet, mask.
Well, I agree. You're used to it, but it doesn't make it fun.
No.
Like, it doesn't make it
my
fine.
My job isn't fun.
Well, it doesn't make...
That's not true. Some of my job is awesome.
It doesn't make it fun. It doesn't make it fine. It just... It's a thing that you have to do. So when we have the vaccine and you get, like, the flu shot, and you're like, oh, cool, like, we're good, I'm not... Unless I'm required to... If it's an option, I'm not wearing the mask because I don't want to anymore.
C'est la vie.
That's just me. That's just me. All right. You made a very passionate fist pump body shimmy when you took your first sip of day 8 of our beer.
First and foremost, I think this beer is great.
Yeah.
Do I think it's the best Barrelick beer I've ever had? I don't think so. And that is... There are multiple facets of that, you know. I mean, when you've made punk rock time as much as they've made it, you kind of have the opportunity to dial things in a little bit.
You're perfecting it.
You know,
yeah.
You're perfecting it. This is the first batch of, be fun if you did this again. It'd be cool, guys. So there's that. But this beer kind of...
If it gets really good reviews, maybe you want to do it again.
This beer kind of really hits me in kind of all my spots.
I don't know. Just drink.
There's a little, you know, it is a very dank, resinous forward. But there's still a little tropical. It's still really dry. And the ABV is the scariest part of this beer because it doesn't drink like a 7%. And that's one of the most common feedback we've heard from people is you kind of seen, you're like 7%. Like I gave one to Ben the other day and Ben Edmonds, and he goes 7.2. Ooh. And I was like, it's scary, dude, because it doesn't drink like that. It is very crushable. And that's what we've heard from a majority of your responses, is how easy drinking this is. Upon review, 8 days later.
Upon further review.
I'm loving the aroma on this.
Yes.
It is. I feel like it's really starting to kind of blossom in the aroma. I think the aroma might really be hitting its stride now. I think the beer itself is still fairly similar to being fresh.
I'm having a little bit of a different experience. The aroma is bigger.
It is incredible.
The aroma is way bigger than 8 days ago. I'm getting a lot more of the hop character right up front. In our very first day sipping it, it was kind of, I don't want to say the word was muted, but you got it. But all the guys there said the hops are green right now.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't fully gotten to their full development yet. You take a sip after that that first smell of it, punched right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps that consistently through and then has a nice little fruity finish at the end of it like it did before. To me, this has changed slightly. It's become more hop forward. Before it was hop middle. Mm-hmm. It was like you took the sip, you're like, oh, cool. And then it was like, oh, there's the hops and some bitterness. And then you had the sweetness at the back end.
And you're feeling it a lot more up front.
Now up front, I'm getting a lot of it as it kind of transitions into the sweetness. So that's kind of interesting that it kind of opened up in 8 days.
Yeah, I love how this beer kind of lingers on the palate. The kind of hop character still lingers, and I'm actually tasting. I should have asked Ben because I don't know what he used for Ben Parsons. To be clear with you beer people and everyone named Ben. I didn't ask him what the malt build was, but I think I'm starting to feel a little more of that body as well. It's still light body. It's still West Coast. It's not overpronounced. But as I'm trying to like
kind of at the back end of
it,
the sip, yeah.
I'm kind of feeling the. What's the best way to explain this? I'm starting to feel a little more of that complementary malt to the body.
I feel like there, for me, it's the word is like richness. There's a little bit of richness that comes in the bottom.
I was afraid to use that word because it's not rich.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yes, that kind of that it's a little more filling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel. Right now. And maybe that's the hops just kind of pulling that out of the malt or just giving the beer a little time to breathe.
So 8 days later for us, the nose is
incredible.
Is there. It's incredible.
That nose is just like Simcoe. Yeah.
And then to me, it's got a little bit more hop character right off the top. And then the middle and the back end still are very similar to our very first day. Minus, you're right, a little bit of the body, mm-hmm. a little bit of the fullness. I'll say richness just because it's the first word that came into my head. Kind of is there as well at the back end of the sip. So interesting. It's interesting how it's been 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at least for me already not wildly different, but you can tell the differences.
Yeah, I kind of went into this and set the bar. I'm going to have to do this for next week because next week it's going to hit my sweet spot of where I like IPAs. So I don't want to like placebo myself. But what I've been trying to do is set the bar really low. Expect no changes is kind of how I've been looking at this. Because I think it'd be really easy for us. Because we're doing this experiment, I think it'd be easy for us to slide into this isn't an experiment, this is what's going to happen. And that might not be the case.
Right.
Hence, I'm just trying to remind myself, this is an experiment. We could taste this beer in 3 weeks and I'd be like, it's exactly the same.
Which is possible. I'm not going in with any expectations because I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this is a totally new experiment and I'm just kind of open-minded, ready to go.
Yeah.
I've just been told that beer changes over time and I have not really ever paid attention to it. So that's kind of my mindset for it.
You know what hasn't changed? How badass this can looks.
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely great. And this beer is incredible.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Seriously.
We love you.
I mean, the beer's amazing.
We love you.
Like, the amount of beers that we've had, mm-hmm. that we've talked about in our weekend beer and all that kind of stuff, where it's like, oh, I tried this, and this was really good, and this was good, and I enjoyed this. And there's the rare one where you're like, that beer I couldn't put down.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Thunder Island DTF, the forest one. I forget what they called it exactly. Well, I had that. I was like, whoa. Like, I couldn't put it down. It's rare that you get that. Mm-hmm. And this is not just because we collab with this on you guys, with you guys, and it's not just because like our name is on this beer. This beer is just...
It's good.
That good.
It's a good beer.
Like, you have the sip and you're like, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah, there's no pretense about it. It's just, you know, we try to be honest and constructive on this podcast. You know, we will talk about things that we don't like. But, you know, the rules are the rules, you know. I know the rules, and so do you. And if there's something you don't like, you must be able to back it up with valid reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
It's all opinion-based. This stuff's all opinion-based. In fact, I would love it if somebody out there hit us up and was like, I had it and I didn't love it. I would love to know why. I would love to know if it's a preference thing or if, in fact, my judgment is clouded. You know? I mean, so far we haven't. And anytime we reach out for negative stuff from people, nobody gives it to us. But, you know, I would love to hear from somebody why they didn't care for it.
Except for that one person who put a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts, you jerk. God! Just kidding. It's okay. He said he actually apologized and said it was my fat fingers. I didn't mean to press one. But, you know.
Then write another one.
He did. But the 1-star still stays there. Just gnawing at me. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you to the Barrel Lick guys who are probably listening right now for making this beer with us. It's been incredibly fun so far, and rewarding for us, and hopefully it's been rewarding for you guys. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks guys.
We'll be doing this beer for Beer of the Week every week,
three more times
for 1 month total, days 8. Or basically days 7, 14, 21, 28.
Yep.
Plus or minus a day. Just to see how it goes. And they still have the beer. So as long as they've got it, you guys can go to either of their locations or get it online and do home delivery while they have it in cans. And Nick, try it for yourself.
And Nick's going to let me know when they get low. And if they get low, I'll throw it out on the pot, on the Instagram page. Just
last
make,
call.
Just kind of a last call, yeah.
Gotcha.
Ooh, that's a good name for beer, too.
Just put that out into the ether.
Put that out in the ether.
But it's our no trademark.
Trademark. TM. Trademark. Trademark.
TM. Is that how trademarking works? You just say TM
you just
and it's
say
trademarked?
TM and they're like, oh man, I can't trademark it. They don't actually like look it up.
Last call, TM, C in a circle, copyrighted.
There you go.
Isn't there one more? R?
Sure,
reserved
whatever.
Or something?
Sure, whatever.
Anyway, next week on the podcast, we will be drinking the Chicha beers from one of our podcast P1s, Taylor, who dropped them off for us. And then we'll get back into 2020 Freshies number 2 in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And we will once again, on day 14 or 15, try this beer during Beer of the Week. Find us, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, OmniRadio.com, 1080TheFan.com. Rate, review, subscribe, and download anything you do that you have not done. It helps us, so please do so. Social media, Instagram.com/beersonus. And we'll see you guys next week.
14.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.